The fires and immediate mudslides are over in the Metau Valley in north-central Washington. Now a lot of tough work begins. Cattle fences are still down, orchards are scorched, homes are burnt down, and creeks need stabilizing. And the snow is coming. Correspondent Anna King reports.
Three regional groups have sprung up to try and recover the Metau Valley for the long term, and they're doling out the aid to families in organized weekly meetings. The Metau Valley got turned down for more federal aid, but some $800,000 in private dollars has come in through various organizations. Still, 350 homes burned down, and nearly half of them are uninsured. Adrian Moore says the money won't cover the need. Moore is with a nonprofit called Room One in Twisp that's leading many of the recovery efforts.
We know that winter is hard here for many folks anyway, and issues that are already or were before the fire already present, family discord or mental illness or low-level domestic violence or whatever it is that people are facing, it's going to be exacerbated.
Some community work parties have focused on building fences for cattle and to keep deer from orchards. They've also helped winterize some people's housing before the snow flies. Red Cross will dole out its last round of emergency vouchers on December 1st. I'm Anna King reporting.